What up, people? Hope all is good with you all, folks. You're listening to the Better Architecture Podcast with Shubhayan M. And a warm welcome to episode 5 of the very first season of the talks titled Diversify, Please. This is the very final episode of the season, so buckle up. After all the steam blowing off the last 2 episodes, this one's going to be calm, and we'll end this season on a promiscuously positive note. Right, so first things first, I haven't been able to get much out in the last few months. Okay, I'm not kidding, I have been dormant for over a year and a half. And that's because I was knee-deep in my engagements and honestly, I needed rest after work. I would point out that I was practicing before I could preach. Essentially, I was saving my own ass before I could give this season a closure. And I don't at all feel bad about that. I don't feel remorse. Because now that I have a nice job and I'll be making better money than I was making before, I can slowly get back to the grind and start putting out more content for you all. And that exactly is the thing that I've been saying in my previous episodes. So you can diversify as much as you want, do whatever job, but if you have really loved architecture, you will bounce right back into it. And this bounce back takes time. And because I have been quite late with this final episode, let's have a quick recap of all that we have discussed over the last 4 episodes of season 1. In episode 1, we discussed about why there is no harm in looking out for yourself and taking a detour from core architecture practice to do something that you believe will be a better choice when it comes to, you know, sustaining yourself and your family. In episode 2, we took our own sweet time to establish the fact that as an architect, you might choose an alternative profession, but in the end, you will always come back to architecture if you have ever been passionate about the subject. And episode 3 and 4 discussed in details the various biases that an architecture student or an architect can possibly face in this journey of their diversifying out of architecture. So, up until now, we have covered a lot of ground. And in this one, for one last time, I will be talking about why an architect can contribute equally, if not more, to the society by going for an alternative profession. And a few bits more here and there, you know. So before I start, I think I will come to this point that there has been increasing talks in the industry about diversifying. Almost everybody has been buzzing about it for the last few months. Biggies are suggesting in conferences and stuff about how kids nowadays have to diversify to be able to survive. Young architects and students too are now talking about moving out. In fact, and this is a happy occurrence, let me tell you, the number of architects who have joined an MBA course in the last year itself might be one of the highest ever. I personally know about 5 to 6 cases from last year and a few more from this year. So, yeah, folks, the game has started to roll. UI/UX has always been a popular choice amongst architects for some good time now. I guess MBA is fast becoming another go-to option for us, partially because it teaches you the art of business hands-on and partially because of the good money. I mean, no kidding, it's all because of the good money, you see. But let me tell you, there are downsides to doing an MBA, and we will come to that in probably a later episode of a later season. I mean, everything has its own goods and bads in it. Right, now coming to the main topic. See, we architects consider ourselves to be the winners. We have got a nice mouthful of that fancy-ass title that makes us a more desirable commodity for the life ahead. We design stuff that others can only think of. We get to work in our studios, which is a few steps up and above the cubicles. We do this, we do that, blah, blah, blah. Well, for destiny's sake, shut the fuck up. If you're still on that supremacy shit, revisit episode 3 and 4, please, and then come back. Done? Great. There is no bigger or smaller profession of work. There exists an ecosystem. In that ecosystem, every professional class and the workers it consists of sits exactly in the spot it is supposed to sit for the system to function. If your high head hasn't come across this simple and easy fact, then I suggest you do visit a therapist. You might be suffering from the, within quotes, "I'm paramount" syndrome. You're not. Neither is your title of an architect. You are a service-providing professional, just like so many others. As simple as that. And let us come to the stark conclusion that we aren't superior or anything. So, what is stopping us from doing the jobs that we aren't technically trained to do during our Bachelor of Architecture days, but can very easily do with small amount of training and stuff? It's our ego. Letting go of that ego is diversifying 101. The next question that comes is, how to diversify? How to get out? For that, there is no single shortcut or way, folks. It depends on what you want to do. It depends on how you want to do it. And yes, definitely measuring the realistic aspect, not everyone will be able to do whatever they want to do. I mean, I'm being serious here. I know there are many options, there are many avenues, but it's not realistically possible for anyone and everyone to do anything and everything that they desire, right? But before that, let me reaffirm, working at a bank is no less than working at the architecture studio. Working at a sarkari daftar is also no less. Working in tech, working in finance, in the larger design ecosystem isn't any less. In fact, there are positions, places, and jobs that you can do where you'll get the chance to directly impact way more people than you can do through architecture. I know it tastes bitter. It's supposed to, because you have been told and made to believe otherwise. I mean, definitely that's toxic, but you can't just help it. I'm just saying that there are careers where the impact is much more profound, felt. Now, what can you do? I believe that the ones who are studying architecture right now are at the greatest advantage because y'all got the time to figure shit out. If you think you can pull it off, start studying for civil services. I know it's a huge job, the preparations and all, but if you can do it, there isn't anything like it. And let me tell you one fact, the administrative framework of India, or any country for that fact, needs to have way more architects than it currently has. I mean, there are hardly any architects in governance. Come on kids, get in there. Bureaucracy is where you'll be working for the real India, for the real populace, for your country. And if you do it right, there will be absolutely no dearth of respect and honor. Believe me on this. I mean, if not that, then there is a plethora of options to choose from that doesn't require any separate preparations. Once you start preparing for civil services, it is an exhaustive syllabus, and I think it prepares you for a lot more than just clearing the UPSC or anything. Or, you know, just start preparing for CAT from your third or fourth year so that by the time you graduate or have a year of experience of working here and there, you can grab the 90-95 percentile mark and get to a top tier business school. And let me tell you this, scoring that high in CAT is not that easy. Believe me, it is not that easy. And of all this, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg that I touched. This episode isn't to tell you about all the options that are available. There are n number of articles in the internet that can tell you of your options. All I'm saying is that it's okay to move out. It's okay to get yourself some money. It's definitely okay to save your own ass. Now, there are ways in which the fresh or the recent graduate can diversify as well. Do your research, understand what it is that you desire, or what type of work can give you satisfaction. If you aren't qualified to do the work, look out for short courses that might give you an edge. If that doesn't cut it, and you are genuinely looking for the change, then simply go get your master's degree in the field of your choosing. Now, obviously, you won't be able to postgraduate in computer tech or similar, but have you considered your options? I mean, an architect who's interested in history or, say, geography and all that can try to get into archaeology or historical studies. I mean, you know, I'm just letting my mind think offbeat stuff. But then, if you don't think about offbeat stuff, where is your research leading you to, right? That is the entire point. Think about offbeat stuff. Think about what makes you happy. Research it out and go for it. Now, the more you wait, the more you miss. And I'm telling this because from what it is today, the entire architecture industry is a sure shot on its way down to the abyss. And folks, when it hits the bottom, make sure you're not on the ship, more so at the lower ranks of the hierarchy. In my conversations with architect Ranjit Sawicki, he has repeatedly stressed upon the fact that the rural-urban development in India that is going on as we speak right now, the one that happens brick by brick, house by house, this journey needs architect at every level. And I, being an architect and a rural manager, cannot disagree. I keep on reading Architect Sabiki's work on the mainstream, and I wonder at times that only if architects would ever be policymakers, at least in positions of power. Now, however, this discussion is almost at a whole new vertical, and we will obviously talk more about it in the future. All I'm saying is that the scopes are huge. I mean, we are, in the literal sense of the term, nation builders. We are trained to be, supposed to be, but in the reality we aren't. When the grassroots of the country is being built, we are just, you know, in a situation-induced utopia, and our young ones are getting languished. And that's something that we have to discuss later, because it's almost a new vertical. I mean, definitely the larger government and the administrative bureaucracy has been unsuccessful for almost decades since the independence now, but let's tease these sub-themes later. For now, we can move ahead with what we have and cry about it or not. Also, let me tell you one simple thing. Why do you find engineers in every aspect of your life? Do you think it started that way? I don't think so. To be honest, engineers, at the very starting, engineers used to do, within quotes, engineering jobs. But then when the population of engineers started to increase, they had to seek out alternative options of income. And see, today they are everywhere. Everywhere. I think this is where architecture industry is headed. Not just in India, but globally. And there is no option, you know. I mean, like, every year, India is producing about 120,000 architects. What do we do with that pool? It's not possible for the architecture industry in India to absorb that 120,000 architects. That too at a good pricing, at a good salary, etc., etc. So, are we left with many options other than diversifying? I don't think so. Diversifying is a means to an end. Doesn't mean that everything is finished. You have to lose the old notion that corporate is anti to creativity, or that a corporate job or a steady job of 9 to 6 is bad. If anything, let me tell you that the payment that this 9 to 6 will give you will be instrumental in you fulfilling your dreams in the future. I'm saying this from personal experience. The change to corporate is shaking, it's very testing, and it is not always that fulfilling. But then where has your architecture job been fulfilling as well, right? But then let me tell you, a corporate job will test your patience. It will test your mettle. It requires your head to work and function as much as the architecture studio does, if not more. Got it? Good. Right, so I guess that's it. I have said way, way more than what it is necessary to make someone understand that if architecture isn't something where you're head at, then you can use the BArch degree to do much more than practice, or to start with, work with an architecture practice. And I'm in no mood to say much more, so I'll just stop here. This is the curtain call for the season one. Before we close, season two will be dropping very soon. The announcement will be done this month, what it is, list of guests, everything. I will also be doing further work on diversification in architecture. And this time, I will try to get individuals who are already out in the industry, architects who have diversified out. We will listen to what they have to say, how they approach the entire process, what their experience has been, and what they are saying about it right now. So, that's all for this one, folks. Stay safe, stay indoors, take good care of the elders in your home. The viruses are seemingly trying to make a comeback, new variants and all that stuff. So, follow the protocols, please, and keep the suffering in your prayers. That's all for this one, folks. Till the next time, cheers.